In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All righty, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Yelp Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Brandon Noble, the former Penn State defensive lineman, is here with us right now. Brandon, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for it. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Can't complain. You know, like we were texting earlier, man, I was out finishing up the leaves in the front yard. My phone just went absolutely crazy. Which meant something happened at Penn State, and then I got the news. So I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I'm just getting ready for the holidays, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, it looks like we have white smoke, and it looks like Matt Campbell is going to be the next head football coach at Penn State, assuming that the ball is on the one and they get the touchdown and they have the announcement coming up in the next 48 hours or so. What's your reaction of Matt Campbell being the one that replaces James Franklin?
I like it. I like it. I really do. I feel like Matt's a guy that is kind of, seems to me to be a little bit of an old school football coach. He's been at places where you've had to bring in talent and develop them to be good. Does more with less kind of thing. And he's also, man, Zach, he's honestly, like, if you think about Matt Campbell every single year, right, for, I don't know, maybe probably the last five, maybe more, his name is in the top 3 to 5 names for almost every program that is looking for a new head coach. And he's wanted to stay in Ames. He doesn't entertain offers. I think he interviewed for the Bears job last year. So he's a guy that people have wanted in other places for almost as long as he's been at Ames because of what he did there. And we were able to get him, even after we made an absolute mess of it for a while.
Yeah, like, where do you think the Penn State program is at? Like, now we know Matt Campbell is going to be the guy. Pat Kraft is still the athletic director. The last 50 days, the first 20, let's say, were fine, right? No problem with it. And then really the last 3 weeks, this got to a crazy point. And really the last week, I couldn't even write this script. But where do you think the Penn State program is at right now?
Well, I was joking with a buddy that I do some media stuff up in State College with, and we were talking about it. So this is our penance for having like 50 years of like consistency. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, like we're out in the real world, and it's like, whoa, like what's going on here? So I don't know what happened, right? And I mean, it was a mess. There's no doubt about it. There's definitely things that I think everybody that has an emotional attachment and pride in being a Penn Stater is uncomfortable with and a little bit embarrassed about, right? You know what I mean? Like, but it's also the first time we've kind of gone through something like this as a university, you know what I mean? And this true sense of a hiring, a firing and a hiring of a football coach as a big time operation. So I'm glad they ended up getting a guy that I think was high on the list before all of this stuff started. I wish it would have gone smoother. I'm glad we helped everybody create a ton of content over the last 30 days. But I'm also very, very glad, Zach, that it is over, my friend.
Did you think,
hopefully,
Brandon? Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't want to – look, man, I don't want – like you said, like, I'm don't say anything till the ink is dry guy. So I want to – I really hope this is done.
Yeah, hopefully there's not a cookie company that has big boosters in Ames, Iowa. If that's the case, you may be screwed. Brandon Noble here with us. When you get back to the decision to get rid of James Franklin, I know some people the last week or two, they've been saying, hey, it's a bad decision. I always thought it was the right decision. I understand what James Franklin did was really good for Penn State in a much needed time. I think his tenure will be remembered very fondly. But when you get so close and yet so far, you can't just keep on expecting the same results and just accepting them. That's why I was fine with Pat's initial decision to get rid of James Franklin.
Absolutely, 100%. James did an amazing job there. One thing that I have said forever is, and I obviously, like everything else in football, I stole it from somebody else, right? To win 10 games at any level of football is hard to do. And James did it consistently, right? He definitely did. I think that just like in Philadelphia, you know, things ran its course with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Just like you're looking at Pittsburgh, it looks like things have kind of run its course with Mike Tomlin. James and Penn State had run its course, right? And I think that works both ways. I do think, and I think this is where the national media misses a little bit of it. The relationship between James and almost everybody outside of the Lash building had gotten a little contentious, right? Like, I don't think he felt appreciated. I don't know how much he really liked being there, to be bluntly honest with you, after a while. And the other thing is, I think the messaging, the way that he communicated things out to the masses, wore on Penn Staters, right? There was always a complaint. There was always, we weren't doing enough. It was always these other things, as opposed to like, man, like, I just can't get it done right now. Like, as much as I hate coach speak, like when the head coach stands up and goes, man, it's on me. Didn't get it done. You know, it was always like, we need this. We need that. We don't have that. 90%. 99% of fan bases would love this.
We need an airport. We didn't have the kids sit in the first row of class. Like, that's why, really, the last 3-4 years, I've been nice talking about James Franklin, because it's one thing to lose, but the excuses when you lose.
Yes.
I'm not even a Penn State guy. People say all the time, I hate Penn State, right? And the constant excuses, it just made me lose my mind because I couldn't take them anymore.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said, it just ran its course. You know what I mean? The relationship had run its course on both sides. And look, jokingly, like, if you've ever been to Blacksburg, Virginia, and I have, I grew up in Virginia. I almost went to Virginia Tech. Like, you think the State College Airport is small? Like, go to Blacksburg. You know, so again, you know, I hope, and I mean this sincerely, I hope that he has a great tenure at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, because I think college football is better when the Hokies are playing good ball. And I hope that Penn State now, because of what James did, Matt Campbell has the opportunity to come in here with tons of resources, with great facilities, with a national brand, a national reputation, and hopefully do something amazing with it and get over the hump that James wasn't quite able to do at Penn State.
This is a huge step up going from Iowa State to Penn State. They just got rid of James Franklin. The goal now is to win a national championship. You're knowing Penn State better than anybody. What does Matt Campbell need to understand about Penn State to do what James Franklin couldn't do?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be is messaging, right? Is messaging. And I think one thing that Penn Staters got very used to was this idea of, you know, we're going to work hard. Right, we're going to stuck with trust the process. We're going to do all these things, you know. And like, I went into every game playing for Joe Paterno thinking no matter who we were playing was the greatest football team we ever saw in our entire lives. And I think Penn State got stuck in the messaging world this year. Expectations were super high. Things fell apart. I honestly believe that for Matt to be successful there, he needs to bring in a great coaching staff. They need to use the resources available to get the best players available, but also players that fit Penn State, develop them, right? And then just lay it out there. I look like people in Happy Valley, believe it or not, people don't believe this right now. We are a very forgiving and understanding fan base. right? Like, we really are. And we just want – we want the teams to play hard. We want them to be good, do the right things, like, graduate, be good kids, all those things. Like, that's really all most college programs want. If he does those things, I believe that with all the resources and the kids that he can recruit there, they'll be in that playoff picture as much as humanly possible.
I know LeVar Arrington spoke about this. How much of a problem is Jay Paterno from your understanding?
Well, yes. You know, I mean, I think that that's one of the deals, man, up there, right, is like, the Paterno, and I'm not saying this negatively about the Paterno family, right, but they're there, right? And that's a huge thing in state college. That name goes a long way. And Jay's been very involved with everything, right? He has stayed in town. He is, I think he's on the board. What I mean? Like, it's like he's been very involved. And he feels like his father was done wrong. And so, again, I thankfully do not live in state college anymore. I love that place. But I don't live there, right? So I don't know the intricacies of it. It's hard, though, when you've got two competing factions within the university. And part of it is the university's kind of need and want to kind of pull away from the Paterno name. James's complete inability to even mention Joe's name. So that kind of tells you what he thought about the whole thing, right? And then Jay still being there, right? And thinking, hey, like, my dad was a huge part of why this place is what it is. Like I said, man, I know LeVar had some strong words today. I don't know enough about it. But I would love to see everybody get on the same page up there, because I think everybody wants the same thing, right, which is to put a great football program team on the field, have the ability to be in the mix to win a national title every 3 to 4 years, right, and then at the same time continue with the kind of success with honor idea tradition that, hey, look, we're gonna graduate and take young men and turn them into good members of society.
I don't know how you feel about this one, Brandon Noble, but whoever recorded this Pat Kraft meeting with the players, they got to find out who they were, and they can't let that player, or if it's a staffer, that would really be something. They can't let that person be back with this program anymore.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird deal, right? I'm not a fan of that at all. And I don't think Pat looked
bad in it. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some crazy things that were said, but you have an honest conversation, a team meeting, that's like a sacred thing. You don't just release that.
No doubt. And you don't. I agree with you. And really, to me, it's that, right? It's like there are things, one of the things about football, right, is that there are a lot of things that are kind of kept in-house, good, bad, or indifferent. But that's the way, it's kind of like a family, right? Like, I don't air my family's business out in public, and there's some legal issues there too, to be completely honest with you, beyond that. But yeah, I think whoever kind of was responsible for that needs to be taken care of.
Let me ask you this. If someone has the opinion today, and I think most of it is positive about Matt Campbell landing at Penn State, hey, he's the coach at Iowa State, hey, is it really going to work at Penn State? What would you say to someone that is doubting the Matt Campbell hire today?
I think what he did at Iowa State. But Iowa State, man, like for people that are older than 20, like Iowa State didn't even exist when you talked about college football, and he took that team and made them a contender in that conference, right? He developed players. He put guys in the NFL. They did a great job with the resources that they had. And I think that is that's the mark of a good football coach. And I think Matt Campbell's a good football coach. And I think that's what we need in state college. And I think that with what he has done with less, now you give him more and hopefully he can do more with it.
Last thing I'll ask you, the Kalani Sitake situation, if he would have been the hire, how do you think people would have reacted to that in state college?
I think everybody, I think it would have been a head scratcher. I think it was a head scratcher for everyone anyways, right? Knowing Sitake, right, he's a BYU guy, right? Yeah. Like it was just weird. It came out of left field. It was weird. I think people would have loved him. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, people, we just love that place, right? We love that program. We love the head coach. Until it becomes contentious, You know, so I think it would have been a head scratcher. I think it would have been really interesting to watch that whole thing evolve. And to me, it was one of those deals where it didn't seem to fit culturally, right? And what I mean by that is you go back to, like, you know, like hiring whoever was the guy that they hired after Bo Pelini in Nebraska, right? Mm-hmm. Or when they sent Rich Rod to Michigan, right? There are just certain things about the places, you know, about certain universities and football programs that are cultural, right? And I used, like, the Bronco Mendenhall, like, he came out to UVA, right? And that didn't work. You know what I mean? And not that Bronco's a bad football coach, but he won at BYU. But, like, it's just, you know, like, it's like Joe Moorhead going to Mississippi State. You know, hell, I mean, to use a terrible example, Brian Kelly at LSU. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain – right, exactly. So it's just one of those things that I think because of the kind of program that we – or the people that I believe that we have in State College and the fan base, and I think he's a genuinely good person, talking about Satake, I think it would have been a curious beginning. It might have worked. It might not have. But it was definitely one that had me scratching my head when it got tossed out there.
Yeah, honestly, and, you know, the way that I know Pat Kraft, it kind of would have been a Pat Kraft hire where there's a coaching search, not a lot was said, name comes out of nowhere, then they hire the coach, and their energies, I think, match. And I think after the press conference, people would have been like, okay, you know, I was questionable at first, but this guy's a good dude. He's going to run the football. He's going to play, have his team play tough defense. I think people would have come around on it, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's been really great, Zach, is to actually kind of watch this, like, odd connection now on social media between the BYU fan base and the Penn State fan base. Like, it's awesome. It's really funny. You know what I mean? After the whole crumble cookie thing, you know, went down, and, like, they started donating to the State College Food Bank. It's actually been kind of fun to watch on Twitter. Or X, or whatever the heck they call that thing now.
Yeah, well, he is Brandon Noble. Brandon, appreciate the time. Thanks for the perspective and the insight today.
Yeah, man, anytime, Zach. Have a good one.
There you go. Brandon Noble joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We will do a news brief next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. We've got a heavyweight battle in the NBA tonight as Victor Wembanyama and the 15-6 Spurs head to Cleveland. to face Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs, who are still the betting favorite to win the East. Tip-off from Rocket Mortgage Arena is set for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All right, we were just talking about it with Brandon Noble. LeVar Arrington, obviously one of the co-hosts of his sports radio program on Fox Sports Radio each and every morning. He went off on Joe Paterno. Here is the Penn State legend, LeVar Arrington, going off on Jay Paterno.
It ultimately comes back to this one singular agenda. There are money people tied to the Paterno name. And Jay Paterno has been trying to manipulate him and his crony, LeBrono, have been constantly through the years. This is not a now problem. That's the thing that maybe people that don't pay attention to Penn State every day are not aware of. This is not a now problem. Because we had a botched coaching search. This has been a problem ongoing ever since his statue has been removed, ever since the way he's spoken of has been tarnished. It's been a thing because his family is such, the Paterno family is such a prominent figure in the history of the school. And that's why this, like, Jay Paterno was at the at the center of politicking to get James Franklin out in the first place. He didn't want James Franklin there. What is it exactly does he want to happen so he can leave us alone? Like, I just wish Jay Paterno and LeBrono could go somewhere and never come back to the Penn State community. Like, for good or for bad, we have to find a new head coach. And to think that you would be okay shorting the stock of our credibility, of the stability of what it could be to come work, the prestige that could be connected that your dad helped build, that you would actually be at the precipice of being the reason why we're being talked about the way we're being talked about and things are falling apart the way that they're falling apart. It's crazy. Like, if you go back, you can see little things. Like, if you go look at the Ohio State game, look at what sideline he's on. If you go back to the Oregon game, look at where Jay was during the game. You're in Phil Knight's box at the Penn State game. In the Whiteout game, and you're a Paterno. If you look at the little things, the posturing, the agitating, the things that he has done, he has facilitated confusion. And that's what it's been, and that's what it's continued to be. And now he's getting what he wants. So good for you, Jay. Good for the Paterno family. If that's what you're really looking to do in order to restore Joe's name, I still don't think it's ever going to happen. But here you go. Here we are. The stock is shorted, and here's your opportunity. So let's see what it is you're going to do. To me, it's a sad situation, if you ask me.
So there you go. I think LeVar Arrington, a person who has a lot of clout in that Penn State program, right? Legendary player, going off on Jay Paterno, Anthony LeBrono, was needed to be said. Because there's a lot of crap that goes on behind the scenes. You know, I've done a lot of digging in this Penn State coaching search. And I had someone tell me a little while back, hey, the president doesn't want someone to be the head football coach that has ties to the Paternos. Or has any tie to the Joe Paterno era. That was just something I was told at the time. And now you kind of see why. It's basically just illustrated in what LeVar Arrington is saying. Because Jay Paterno, let's be real, he's been an ass. And this isn't the first time. So I can't say any of this is surprising, but it's nice that the folks at Happy Valley now aren't tiptoeing around it, and a guy like LeVar Arrington is just saying what it is. Alrighty, let's get to Dak Prescott. Last night, you did see the Detroit Lions take care of business up against Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. And then also, the Cowboys offense, it was a quarter short of a dollar last night, I guess would be the best way of saying it. Anytime they were moving the ball, and you're like, oh, here they go. Field goal, Brandon Aubrey field goal, Brandon Aubrey field goal. Let's hear from Dak Prescott on the poor performance by one George Pickens.
I'm sure George will tell you it wasn't his best game. And, you know, when CeeDee got out of the game, told him he needed to step up, he made some catches, right? Made the catch right there to put us down there at the one on the fourth down. He made some plays. Now, to George's standard, that's tough. When you're playing the way that he's played, when you're the type of player that he is, I'll be the first to say it's hard to do that week in and week out. But I think George can. I know George believes he can. And I think he would just say that this game wasn't up to his standard. And I'm sure he'll own it, and I know he'll be better.
Well, did he own it? Let's go back to our pal Richard Sherman, who went off on George Pickens last night, Prime Video.
The big story here is George Pickens. George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact. And just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out. And you get intercepted on your slant routes. And you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry. That's just, you can't. It's unacceptable. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big-time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? I don't know.
I would not pay George Pickens as much of a great. Like, my team needs another wide receiver, right? Patriots could use a number one wide receiver. I wouldn't pay George Pickens $40 million a year right now. You can't trust the guy. And the proof's in the pudding. And he was actually behaving himself this year. And now look where we are. In their biggest game of the season, he came up small, then he became a distraction. Richard Sherman said what he said. I don't really fault Richard Sherman for saying what he said. And I'll read this once again for you. And hold, I got to clean it up once again. But George Pickens, you think you would handle this the right way? Kind of shut your mouth and move on. No, not George. This is a team game, laugh my ass off. I'm not the only one on the team. Stop becoming an analyst and talking about one player when he's playing a team game. Lots of shh has to go right for explosive plays. And it's funny because I thought former players would know that, such as Richard Puttycat Meow Ass Sherman, who, by the way, ain't shh without the Legion of Boom. We all remember San Francisco, brother. Much love. Don't speak of me unless you know the game of football. As a former player, not a D-writing fan analyst. That act like double team is not a thing or a certain bracket coverages don't exist. Knowing you played ball, which know me, you a leech weirdo. Now Twitter, eat this bleep up. Clouded our world. That's George Pickens. The great George Pickens. Richard Sherman, by the way, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. He has since responded, and I think Richard Sherman says checkmate here. Richard Sherman's response, kid hasn't done anything to merit a response from me. I was working on my third consecutive first-team All-Pro and second Super Bowl appearance at the same point in my career. LOL, I made an All-Pro team and a Super Bowl in San Francisco, but that's the fall-off for me. Yeah. Richard Sherman wins. Let's go back to Dak Prescott. Is this loss deflating?
I mean, I don't think that's something I've truly got to make sure of. I mean, Shadi does a hell of a job with the messaging, controlling the temperature of this team. We've got great veteran leaders. I think guys are pissed off right now. I don't think this is any deflated moment, like, oh, hands are up, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, no. Absolutely not. I think you're going to get a team that's pissed, especially as we talked about, right, a team that's kind of changed since the bye week. This is the first time this group, to an extent, suffered this. So I hope it pisses people off the right way. We use it as fuel. And I know, starting with myself, we'll make sure we have a great week of prep for next week.
And then let's hear from Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm playing through the contest last night, hurt.
No matter what our record was, whether we were undefeated right now or didn't have a win, I was going to do everything to be out there. Just to be out there for my guys. My job is to go out there and make plays and be on that field.
And let's get to Jonathan Gannon on the future of Kyler Murray.
You expect him to be the quarterback next year?
I'm worried about the Rams right now, honestly, Josh.
He gone. Come on. Everyone knew Kyler Murray was gone already, but if the coach could all give you, even if Jonathan Gannon's back next year, I'm just focused on the Rams. Not a good look there for Kyler Murray. Not a good thought there for Kyler Murray's future. All righty. Let me ask you this, Samter. We're staying here with News Brief still. Just one more cut. former CBS Sports Radio host Doug Gottlieb. He's now, what is he coaching? Green Bay, Wisconsin, I believe?
Correct.
And he's still stealing Axe Pizza, I hear?
Yeah, he actually came here the last Pizza Friday that we had and just took three slices. Completely inappropriate.
So what happened? I saw this on social media. I didn't really care because wherever he's coaching, no offense, it's not really on my radar.
Four and six.
Are they?
Is that good?
Well, compared to what they were last year, right? They won like three games last year.
They matched their win total.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they should have surpassed their win total, but they blew a huge lead. And after they blew the huge lead at the very end and gave up the winning basket, Dougie apparently threw a chair against a wall.
Yeah.
Which, you know, reminiscent.
On the court or in the locker room?
Apparently on the court.
Oh, wow.
In the chute.
Okay, gotcha.
It was on the way back to the... It made it seem like Bobby Knight.
Right. Not quite Bobby Knight, but certainly not the best look in the world. And then I guess after the game, he had some words for his team.
Let's hear it.
Unbelievably frustrating. Like, unbelievably frustrating. You do everything, you prepare them, you get them right there, they have the game, and they gotta bring it home. So, I mean, we had a good basketball team, but, you know, we just gave that. Yeah, we're actually a good basketball team. I know it's surprising to people. We're actually pretty good. But we played like idiots at the end of the game.
I could sense that there's probably some temper problems with one Doug Gottlieb. I had no problem with what he did. I just watched this whole video. He's walking away. He gets like right into the corner of the tunnel. There's a few fans around him. Oh, yeah, there's a kid. And he sees him. He just chucks a chair. It's not like he threw it on the court during the game and made a scene that way. I don't think this is that big of a deal, right?
No, the headline was much worse than what the story actually is.
Here's the thing. People don't like Gottlieb. Like, I had no issues with Doug. When Samter and I were at the Final Four with Doug 2 years ago, very nice guy. We had a great conversation. But because of his past and what happened when he was in college and the fact that there's a lot of people that are like, oh, this guy's a talk show host and now a basketball coach, blah, blah, blah. Like, people just don't like him. Now, you're a coach at Green Bay, Wisconsin, right? And you're throwing a chair. Like, are we talking about Green Bay today and this loss against Robert Morris if he doesn't throw the chair? No. Ack, is it making your update if he doesn't throw the chair?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So people are going to talk about
this. Didn't make the update anyway. But
yeah.
Besides...
Oh, maybe you should put it in your... I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but maybe you should... Former CBS Sports radio host who used to be heard in this time slot, Doug Gottlieb, threw a chair. I think it'd be good.
Inverted pyramid, but yeah.
Yeah. Did you throw a chair when he stole your pizza?
No, I was pretty good about it, actually.
Okay.
I was pretty good. Everybody else was a little disappointed. I was like, I just shrugged my shoulder like, Doug being Doug.
Billy Jack alone throw a chair?
Yeah. I don't know if he was there then. But there were a lot of people with like long faces, and I didn't even see it happen. It was after the update. I said, like, what happened? Why is everybody so like?
Who was the pizza crew with you guys?
James Ward.
Okay.
Obviously, Klug partook.
Mm-hmm.
Samter.
Okay.
Michael Biseglia.
Ooh.
Doug Desher, our imaging guy. I'm trying to think. That was pretty much it. Caitlin, who was.
Richard.
Yeah, I don't know how you. I don't know how you. What her title?
Chernoff's assistant.
Yeah,
office manager.
Yeah.
So yeah, she came. She would come in and take a slice. So
out of that group, I could see James Ward having a little bit of a temper. Klug, I don't.
No, Klug was actually in. He was right behind him, but he stopped the two though.
I could see Klug kind of stirring the pot. Like, I could see him being like, hey, Gottlieb took four slices, and then Klug has taken three. I would say Samter, you'd probably have the biggest temper out of that bunch if someone was going to throw a chair, right, over pizza?
What are you trying to say?
That you have a temper. I've seen you throw a chair before.
Or he was hungry.
Yeah.
I'd more likely throw the pizza.
Yeah. Jock alone, if it was Billy, you and Billy would have a good temper off. I'll never forget. I could tell this story. I was doing Ion Football, and Billy wasn't happy. Not with me. So, someone in the newsroom. I don't really know what it was about. He wasn't happy with someone. And he had like a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee, and there was a white wall there. And he threw it across the wall and splattered. And the next day, like, they come up to me, and they go, who's throwing coffee? And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't want to rat the guy out, but, like, Billy, you didn't clean up the coffee that you threw up against the wall?
I'm going to have to ask him about this on Sunday.
I wouldn't.
Did you end up ratting him out?
No! Sat there and let's be real.
Until now.
No, people knew it was Billy. There's a lot of people
now that everyone knows it's Billy.
There was a lot of people that were in the newsroom that day. And word got back to a bunch of people about what happened. But I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, this is a tough spot. Like, I'm the host on the show. The guy threw a coffee. He was upset with someone. Went all through the wall. And I'm like, whoa, everyone just take it easy here. What we're doing is not that serious. So that was that. But that story's past the statute of limitations. Had to be like 2.5 years ago. Yeah, probably like 2.5 years ago. Guy saw his job. He's... All right. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a timeout. We'll come on back. We will turn our attention to the big games this weekend in college football conference championship weekend.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Alrighty, this MLS preview is sponsored by Lowe's. Find what you need to get projects done from brands you trust at prices you'll love. Lowe's, we help you save. Lionel Messi leads Inter Miami squad into the franchise's first ever MLS championship game tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Let me tell you, that's what I'm doing tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh, yeah, I'm watching that over the conference championship games of football against Vancouver as the greatest soccer player of all time looks to raise the MLS Cup and add yet another trophy to his historic collection. All right, you call him the greatest soccer player ever? Samter, I'm assuming you wrote this?
Yep.
Is that like a big debate? Pele?
It's really, I think, Maradona? It's between Pele, Messi, and Ronaldo.
Maradona?
I don't think Maradona is you know, I think Maradona is like top five, but okay. I don't think that within that GOAT conversation.
That, right? I think you're impressed that I knew that.
I am very impressed. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people argue about, you know, it was kind of like the Nadal-Federer thing. There's no wrong answer between Messi and Ronaldo. Like, every year, it was one of the two of them winning the best player, the Ballon d'Or. But I think at the end of the day, Messi winning the World Cup for Argentina, I think, put him over the top. Ronaldo might be the better scorer. Messi's the best player that's ever played.
So the Soccer 100 survey results, this is just my first Google search. This is via The Athletic. Who do you rank as the best men's player of all time? Who do you think was first?
Messi.
Yep, 93%. Who do you think was second?
Ronaldo.
89%. Who do you think was tied for second? Did you say Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Oh, no. Sorry. You're wrong on that.
Ronaldo was not considered a second.
No.
He wasn't even tied for second.
No.
Pele and Maradona?
Yes.
Surprising.
Who's the soccer guy on this show? I give you Maradona, Samter.
No, Maradona is great. He won a World Cup for Argentina. He's a great player. There's no doubting it. But I'm surprised that with the success that Ronaldo had, that people voting didn't have him higher.
All right. So, Lionel Messi. It's Lionel Messi. I know that.
It's close enough.
Yeah, but I like calling him Lionel Messi because if you're you don't know anything. Messi, 93%. Pele, 89%. Maradona, 89%. Ronaldo, 74%. Johan Cruyff? Cruyff?
It's difficult because it's one of those Scandinavian games. Cruyff,
72%.
Cruyff.
Oh, this guy I know very well. Zinedine Zidane, 67%.
He would have been much higher if he didn't headbutt a guy in the World Cup to lose.
The other Ronaldo was 56%.
From Brazil.
Franz Beckenbauer was 49%.
Okay.
Paolo Maldini was 34%.
Okay.
And then Alfredo Di Stefano was 25%.
That also, I'm still surprised how low Cristiano Ronaldo was on that list.
I'm just saying. 74%.
Who's the soccer
guy on this show? I hate soccer. Stu and Samter, all they do is sit there, soccer this, soccer that. I give you Maradona. You can't even get it.
I said Maradona to me would be a top five guy, but I look at Ronaldo and what he's done over his career. It's unprecedented. It was also a different time when Maradona was playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Let's get to the real football, all righty?
All right, so Vancouver, Miami.
No. I mean the conference championship games. Let's just give something to watch for. We will go around the big conference championship games that mean something for the playoff this weekend. We start with the SEC championship game. We've got to make this quick. Alabama and Georgia. I'm going Ty Simpson. Looks like Jam Miller's not going to go. I think that's a big loss for Alabama. Ty Simpson is enormous for them. You know, he has the toughness and the grittiness. He's already beat Georgia once. This is a moment where maybe Ty Simpson can make a last push with a huge game to go win the Heisman Trophy. If either Mendoza or Saiyan don't ball out in the Big Ten championship game. Nico.
I'm going to go with Kirby Smart.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because we talk so much about him. He's the best coach in college football, and I don't disagree with that. But at some point, we need to see him finally get past Alabama, and it's the one thing that he hasn't been able to do. So I'm really looking to see if Kirby Smart can get it done.
Samter?
I'm going with the other quarterback, and that's Gunnar Stockton. He kind of was thrown into it last year, and so he almost gets a pass for the one and done in the playoffs. This is like his team, his year. He's got to show it on the field that he could beat the big teams in the big games. So this is a huge one for him.
Big 12 championship, Texas Tech, BYU. Last two times these two played, it was in Lubbock. This time it is in Jerry's World. The start for BYU was atrocious. Bear Bachmeyer didn't play well. Special teams was terrible. And they dropped way too many balls at the wide receiving position. I think they need to ride the momentum wave of Kalani Sitake staying, and they need to get out to a quick start. If they don't get out to a quick start, I think it will look like the first time we saw these two teams play. Nico.
I'm going to go with Bear Bachmeyer. Similar to what we were talking about with Sitake, it's kind of the same thing where I need to see him do a little more because it didn't go well for him the first time they played Texas Tech. So I want to see more from the quarterback for BYU.
Samter?
Sorry, I'm trying to switch the camera with the wrong arm, and my arm is not doing well enough to figure it out. But I'm going with the defense of Texas Tech. They've been dominant all year. They've had two guys, David Bailey and Rodriguez, who are both, you know, they were in the conversation for Heisman throughout the year. So that defense has to prove that they are dominant so they can just showcase to the rest of the world that they could take on the best teams in the country.
ACC championship game, you have Virginia and Duke. I am going with the six-year senior who played at Oklahoma, TCU, North Texas, and now Virginia, Chandler Morris. You have a chance against all odds. No one thought this was going to be the case before the start of the season to be in a playoff game. You win, you're in the playoffs. Don't let Duke beat you. This is on Chandler Morris, who's had an up-and-down career, obviously, in college football. Nico.
I'm going to go with Manny Diaz, the head coach of Duke. I think it's important for him to try to find a way to somehow get Duke to win the ACC, even though they had five losses in the regular season. Would be pretty remarkable for Diaz and Duke.
There's an article on Chandler Morris. Virginia football's had some talks with quarterback Chandler Morris about returning in the 2026 season. I don't even want to know how he still has any eligibility left. Samter, go ahead.
I'm looking at the sheet, and I wrote Stewart. I guess I had NASCAR on my mind. I was thinking Tony Elliott, the head coach of Virginia. And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is Stewart? As I'm looking down at the sheet, I don't know why I'm thinking about NASCAR, because I never do.
You miss Kovacs that much.
He had a rough start to his career as a head coach, 3-7, 6-16. 3-7, 3-9, 5-7. Now he's 9-2. They win the ACC. They go to the college football playoff. That's a guy who not only saves his job, that's a guy who maybe is building a program there in Virginia that if it's a building block or a stepping stone, great. But if not, maybe it's something that they can turn into a powerhouse.
All right, we're going to go to the Big Ten Championship, Indiana and Ohio State. We know the weapons of Ohio State. But, you know, for Indiana, the running back MB, the wide receiver Omar Cooper Jr. made one of the best catches of the season. Elijah Serrat, who's a touchdown machine. Those three guys got to be studs. If that trio pops off, Indiana with their high-flying offense against a very tough Ohio State defense will have a chance to win this game.
I'm going to go with Julian Sain. We saw against Michigan, he throws the interception on the first drive and then bounces back very nicely. I think the key for him is just don't lose the game because, like you said, Ohio State has so many weapons on offense. So I'm curious to see how Indiana's defense tries to attack Sain because Michigan's defensive front had no pressure on Sain. Yeah. So we'll see how that works out.
Samter?
I'm going to go with Fernando Mendoza as a Jet fan. Thinking that we're going to have a top five pick and looking for a quarterback. I'm very curious to see what Mendoza does if he's our future quarterback.
American Athletic Conference Championship game. You do have Tulane in this matchup, and they're going up against North Texas. To me, it's the coaches. Eric Moore is still going to be coaching. He's off to Oklahoma State. John Sumrall, he is off to Florida. I'm curious the storylines here. If you're a Florida fan, you may want Sumrall to lose. If you're a North Texas fan, or if you're an Oklahoma State fan, you may want Morris to lose so they could just officially go do the job. But if not, those guys are going to continue coaching their team. It's going to be curious their time back and forth, how it's going to all work out.
I'm looking at Retzloff, a chance for Tulane to get in the playoffs. Kind of funny that he'd left BYU and now both teams are playing for their lives. I'm curious to see what Retzloff does.
All righty. Last one, Samter.
For me, maybe the most unique person in all of college football, Drew Mestemaker, the quarterback. He was a walk-on redshirt freshman right now, a quarterback. He was a backup quarterback in high school, a zero-star recruit who now is leading the nation in passing. He's a monster. If he's as good as we think he could be, whether he stays or follows Eric Morris, it's going to be really fun to watch him play.
Oh, he's definitely leaving this offseason. He's going to get paid a fat lot of money. He's going to get a lot of cash. I would imagine he'd go to Oklahoma State, but maybe he goes somewhere else. Maybe he could get even better than Oklahoma State. So you do have North Texas and Tulane tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Troy and James Madison as well at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We also got a little Boise State in action against UNLV. How about them Broncos?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.